Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a new film from eccentric filmmaker Wes Anderson, and it's called Isle of Dogs.
And if you say the title very fast, it sounds like I Love Dogs.
That's right.
This is, for me, an art piece. I typically don't like animated films, but this film was like an art piece in motion. The concept of a dictator who loves cats and therefore wants to get rid of all the dogs on an island, that's the premise. And the relative of the dictator wants to free the dogs. And that's the storyline, but what is really interesting are the drawings and the voices. Bryan Cranston, you have Yoko Ono, who does a voice. It's a good story. The characters are engaging and very clever dialogue.
Very few filmmakers polarize audiences like Wes Anderson does. You either think he's charming or he's just wacky. And his movies are very fiercely eccentric, and they are visually stunning always, and this is no exception.
Absolutely.
And I think that one's affection towards dogs versus cats will probably play into your enjoyment level of this movie. But I think that many people are just going to find it a mutt. Unless you're really into Wes Anderson, I don't think you're probably going to like it.
Really? Well, I'll tell you another thing about this that I found to be excellent was the soundtrack, the music, the Asian influence, the pounding of the drums, the sumo wrestlers. I mean, it was just, I don't know, outstanding.
It's offbeat and visually arresting. It could be seen as a parable about contemporary politics. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.